captain in the Army. He was in charge of the port of embarkation down here in New Orleans. Holden Street?
Yeah.
And he told me to go on and start taking my entrance exam. He wanted me to go to West Point. Started taking my entrance exams in high school, and I passed them in high school. Like I say, I didn't have any trouble. I took two, but I couldn't get a political appointment, you know? You had to get one from your congressman or your governor, your senator. My dad wasn't much of a politician. So I didn't get anything but a third alternate appointment, I believe it was. So I borrowed some money, Mr.
Andre.
His father was the butcher for us. We had a general store then. We had food and dry goods and everything in that old store then. He was our meat cutter. He was our butcher. He loaned me $100 to go to LSU the first year.
Yeah.
And I had saved the rest of it. I worked at the shipyard. My uncles owned the shipyard. And they had money. But when I talked to them about borrowing money, helping me go to school, they told me I was too young to go to school. You know, I was 16, and what their philosophy was that you should stay and work maybe 2 or 3 years before you, so you could make up your mind and find out what you wanted to really do and pursue it.
Yeah.
But I had engineering on my mind is what I wanted to take. So I couldn't, there was no financial help from my uncles, except the fact that they would let me work at the shipyard during the summer. You know. I did save a little money then, and with the $100, I went to LSU for 1 year, and towards the end of the year, I had a representative from this district had an appointment that he didn't have any particular candidate for, and he put up a competitive set for the appointment at the academy, you know. He gave it to 200, and I think there were 237 boys from his district took it for the principal appointment to West Point, and I was at LSU, and I took the examination at the post office up there. There was about 70 from the school up there. And I placed second in the competition, won the first order, and that's the closest I ever got to the academy. But the principal, the fellow who won first, who beat me, was the principal. He was a senior engineer, and I was just a freshman. So he went on in, and I didn't have any chance then, felt like. And I came back, and I worked about a year, and my wife and I, we have been courting all since high school.
Yeah.
And when I gave up going to the academy, I didn't get married because if you got married, you couldn't get into the academy. So when I was 20, we got married. And I worked here for about a year. I stayed here a year with my dad. And I went over to Chicago. I had met a boy up there, a little Irishman named Cahill. I stayed with some people in an apartment on Lake Michigan, and he was what do you call a building engineer, which is a nice name for a janitor, you know. But it was a real lucrative position he had. He had about 4 assistants under him. He was in that Gold Coast area on the lake there. And he belonged to a boat club there on Lake Michigan. And I met a little Irishman up there by the name of Cahill. We played handball. And we got to be real friendly. He said, I was telling about conditions down here, how bad they were, you know. Hell, I didn't want to follow the advice of my uncles who said to stay at the shipyard, you know.